assistant let me down tonight. All right. Hey, God's good. Amen. Thank you, sir. We definitely want to pray for our pastor as he's gone, the family. Pray for each and every one of us as we live in a wicked and a dying world. Amen. I tell you what, but God's still on the throne and he's good. Just for a little while, let's stand up in Isaiah chapter 3. Isaiah chapter 3. We're going to start in verse number 1. It says, "For behold, the Lord of hosts, doth take away from Jerusalem and from Judah the stay and the staff, the whole stay of bread and the whole stay of water, the mighty man and the man of war, the judge, the prophet, and the prudent, and the ancient." Now this is what God's taken away. "The captain of 50, and the honorable man, and the counselor, and the cunning artificer, and the eloquent orator. And I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them. And the people shall be oppressed, every one by another, and every one by his neighbor. The child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient, and the base against the honorable. When a man shall take hold of his brother of the house of his father, saying, 'Thou hast clothing, be thou our ruler, and let this ruin be under thy hand.' In that day shall he swear, saying, 'I will not be a healer, for in my house is neither bread nor clothing. Make me not a ruler of the people. For Jerusalem is ruined, and Judah is fallen, because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord to provoke the eyes of his glory. The show of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Say you to the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hand shall be given him. As for my people's children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of the pass. The Lord standeth up to plead and standeth to judge the people." Brother Billy, why don't you open us up? Amen. Just for a little while tonight, I'm going to preach, "We hide it not." And may I let you know that the preacher texted me and said he was in about a 45-minute service. The guy was very factual, but dead as a hammer. May I remind each and every one of us, I don't care who you are, but when you get your chance to preach, I don't care how smart you are, you better be plugged in. If you go over 20, 25 minutes, amen, or you'll lose the crowd. I'm going to tell you what, that is ridiculous to me. In my lifetime and all the preaching and the conferences I've been, I'll tell you what, I got more out of a 15-minute sermon of a fireball than I seen and heard of a so-called doctor that stood up there for 45 minutes or an hour and bored us, slept to death, amen. God, take us away from that. I'll tell you what, when you need to be on fire, you need to get up, preach it, and shut up, amen. That's a freebie. It said, "For behold, the Lord of hosts, doth take away from Jerusalem and from Judah." We see a time that they had forgotten God. They were backslidden. They were wicked as hell, amen. And may I remind you, like brother you said this morning, that whatever we have is all of God's anyway, amen. The Lord giveth And the Lord can definitely take it away, amen. So don't put too much stock in your bank account, your houses and your lands and whatever you feel that you've really earned in this life, amen. Because God can take it away just like that, amen. Just like I've often preached, you better be humble lest you stumble, amen. But it says the doth take away from Jerusalem and Judah the stay and the staff. I'm going to tell you what, he took all these things from the people. I'll tell you what, all their support and all the things that they leaned on, God just went ahead and wiped it away, amen. He said, I'll tell you what, in the whole stay of water, the mighty man and the man of war, the judge, the prophet, the prudent, and the ancient, God just went ahead and wiped them away, amen. The captain of 50 and the honorable man, no more honorable, God just took it away. And the counselor and the cunning artificer and the eloquent orator, and I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them. I want to tell you what, God took all that away and he brought them confusion. He brought them disorder, and I see that in America today, amen. I'm going to tell you what, we've been so wicked before a holy God that I'll tell you that God's starting to take away all these things and putting these things in place, and we can see it as we speak. And the people shall be oppressed, every one by another and every one by his neighbor. I'm going to tell you what, biting each other, backbiting, devouring. I'll tell you what, we see it on each and every hand, I'll tell you. And the child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient. I'm going to tell you what, have you never seen a time in a day that these youngsters, I'll tell you what, are disobedient and they're proud to the elders, I'll tell you. And it's wicked as hell. I'm going to tell you what, if you've got a child or a grandchild and they're not very much respectful to the old ones, I'll tell you what, you ought to put that hand on that rear end. They don't say yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. I'll tell you what, we ought to have some dignity about us that we should take care of business and teach them the right way, amen. I'm going to tell you what, they're oppressed, every one by another. I tell you, the child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient and the base against the honorable. When a man shall take hold of his brother the house and the father saying, thou hast clothing. God took it away, and when they finally found somebody, you must be the ruler. They didn't want it. They didn't want to be the ruler. In that day shall he swear, saying, I will not be a healer, for in my house is neither bread nor clothing. Make me not a ruler of the people. For Jerusalem is ruined, and Judah is falling because their tongue and their doings. I call it right here, this is what I call it, because of their talk and their walk was against the Lord. I tell you what, it's so easy to talk a mile about religion, but not so easy to walk it, amen. We had been in such a time that I tell you what, people talk, but they don't walk, I tell you what. What's wrong with us? It's easy to talk religion, but not so easy to walk in it, amen. I tell you what, too much talk and not enough walk will get you in trouble. And it doesn't take long for the average so-called person to see that you're no more than a hypocrite and you're no more than the average so-called churchgoer, amen. People don't like to hear that, but that's exactly what it is, because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord. To provoke the eyes of his glory, the show of their countenance doth witness against them. Have you ever seen such a proud nation and such a proud generation that we have here in America right now? I'm going to tell you what, they declare their sin is Sodom. They hide it not. I'm going to tell you what, in my time there was a time when those things that were done in secret, they tried to hide it and it's still sin. But when you'll do those things and you'll bring it out, those things in darkness, and bring it up into the light and you're proud of it, I'm going to tell you what, you're pointing your face at God, you're pointing your hand at God. And God said he'll not be mocked. And I'm going to tell you what, it's but for a short time and he's going to take care of business, amen. He'll take care of that thing. He said to witness and that they declare their sin is Sodom. They hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. I'm going to tell you what, we've got a generation that's done just that. This United States, this world is eat up with fags and homosexuals and transgenders. And I'll tell you what, they don't hide it anymore. They don't have to hide it anymore. It's in our churches as we speak. And I want to tell you what, any man of God that won't preach against that wicked sin, something's wrong with them, amen. I'm going to tell you what, you better hide it. You better hide it, because I'll tell you, God knows. Woe unto their soul, for they've rewarded evil unto themselves. Say you to the righteous. Now, this is something that I want to tell you right now. There's still righteous people in this verses that we speak of right now. Like, we can stand up and still be righteous. And God said, it'll be well with him. You may go through the battle. You may go through some storms. It may cost you. But in the end, it'll be well with you as a righteous person. For they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him. The reward of his hand shall be given him. I'm going to tell you what, as the righteous has got something good coming to them, the wicked's got something real bad coming to them. It says, as for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. Now, this verse has always really caught my eye. I've heard it preached for years. I've preached this verse many times. And it never come to me how that children can be my oppressors, because in my house, children's not going to rule. In this church, children's not going to rule. But as the world has it, children are oppressing. And you know what's come out? About a month ago, I heard a little clip, and it said 1 in 4 of children from grades 1 through 12 are fag transgender, 1 in 4. That's 25% of our so-called children in America are going into the wrong path, amen. Now that's pretty wicked, so I can see now, and you know why? Because I call them this, children of disobedience, 1 in 4, fag, drag, and bad is what I said. They're loud, proud, and mean. That is the loudest, proudest, meanest generation of them so-called 25%ers. And we often wonder why. How can 25% of the people be so loud, proud, and mean? Let me drop this on you. It's because that we are the righteous, the so-called righteous, that are supposed to stand up against that. We keep our mouth shut, or we'll go ahead and preach it inside these four walls. But when we walk out of there, we stop preaching that. That's the reason why they can oppress us. You know what I've learned? And this is a good lesson for us right here. Have you ever noticed when you watch them on TV and they're protesting the left, what I call the wicked left? When they're protesting, there'll be somebody that's really one or two people that'll stand up against them. And buddy, that left will surround those people. They'll overwhelm those people with numbers. You know why? Because we're teaching our children to be cowards. And let me give you a couple, and I'm not getting on you. I can't make you do those things. But we've had two instances in this church in the past years that we need to go over. One was this so-called Marine that sat right here that was he was something to do with the law enforcement. You remember how he gave the preacher hell for what, a month? He give him Billy hell. He would come in, sit down, he would rebel, he would shake his head till finally the preacher called him down one service. And this guy was mad. Nothing about me, but I got up because this guy was mad. I didn't know what he was going to do. I got up here and stood for the remainder of the service. Do you remember that? Every man in this church should have been right here looking at him in his own God-given eye and showing unity. That's how you teach your men. That's how you teach these young children to be warriors for God, not cowards. Amen. Now, the second one was just about a month ago. I know you ladies were here without any men support, but there was this fruit nut lady come in. I call her demon possessed. And there was a couple of you that stood up. And I'm not getting on you, so don't get your panties in a wad. But when that lady got out of order, every one of you ladies should have got up and surrounded her. I didn't say beat on her, but she should have saw the glory of God and the unity of this church. It's easy to run that mouth. Not so much easy to stand up and do what's right. We're all in this thing together. If I go down, we all are down. If you go down, I'm going down with you when it's something to do with God. I drove in today. I didn't have a clue that brother, as far as I knew, he was fixing to whip y'all. Well, I grabbed my gun and walked out there. Y'all had it. He was a nice brother, seemed like. You just don't take things for granted because we live in a wicked world, amen. You want your children to grow up and be warriors for God? You better start at home. Because I'm going to tell you, this Bible's right when it said, children shall be your oppressors and women shall rule over you. We've seen the women ruling for years now. You can't even listen. The Senate's full of them. The House is full of them. It won't be long till you'll have a president that's one of them. And we all know it. I'm not dragging you down, ladies. I'm married to a good lady. She knows her place. She's got a place. Helpmate. There's nothing wrong with that. She works twice as hard as I do. Smarter than I am. But it still don't matter. In God's placement, she's still the lady. And I am the man. Most churches you could go to, Baptist churches, they've got women running things they shouldn't be running. Amen. Shouldn't be that way. Now again, this is not popular, but this is the reason why, some of the reasons why that we've lost it in America. Because we've lost the pulpit and the things we ought to be preaching and teaching has left unsaid. Here we go again. Man, we got some green ones here tonight. Oh, my people, that they which lead thee cause thee to err. You better make sure the people that you're following are leaders. You better make sure that they're leading you out of the book. You better follow them and you better obey them that have the rule over you because they watch for your soul. I'm going to tell you, Appleby Baptist, I see the foundations of America shaken. We better get back to the basics. I know we mostly homeschool. I never would have thought in my day that we should be teaching our children, guys, girls, it's male or female. It's male or female. See, we forget that, but the world's teaching totally opposite. There's four or five other things that you can call yourself, but it's still male and female. God, I want to tell you what, Adam and Eve, it wasn't Adam and Steve or Annie and Eve. Wasn't. Now, isn't that a shame that we have to get back so to the basics? Because we've lost the basics as far as teaching. We'll teach our children everything but the basics of the Word of God. We need to get back to the basics of the family, the home. We've lost that. When you lose your family and you lose the home, it's nothing but disarray. And we see America The majority of marriages don't last 2 years. 50, 60, 70% divorce rate. And it just keeps rolling and rolling and rolling and compounding and compounding. And I tell you what, God's just looking for a man that'll stand in the gap. Stand in the gap. We better get back to basics. The church. How important it is down at the house of God. Being faithful down at the house of God. Being a witness at the house of God, and then being taught and taking it out to a lost and a dying world. The gospel. I'm going to tell you what, it's that gospel that'll still save. My Savior come down. He lived. He was born of a virgin. He lived among men. He preached. But I tell you what, He died on that old cross to have that ultimate sacrifice for you and I. He rose again on the third day. You can't get any better than that. But I tell you what, the world as we know it don't have a clue. I was just listening this morning to Fox News again as I was getting ready. And it had an excerpt, you know, most of them are Roman Catholic. And it had something about they called him a saint or whatever, but there's a new movie coming out. Anyway, they said this old boy, the actor, had played that part, and now he's going to become a Catholic. It inspired him. The saint that he had could go back in time and go forward and backwards, and he did that for 50 years. How wicked. People are caught up into that. The basics are right here. Right here in this old book. God's got this for an example for us. And for some reason, we'll sit right here and miss the boat with our children and our grandchildren if we don't go ahead and get this thing and make this thing serious in our lives. Verse 13, it says, "The Lord standeth up to plead." He's still the Lord, and He's still pleading, and He's still standing tonight to judge the people. One of these days, it's going to be too late. You're here tonight, and you're not saved, and you meet your Maker, you'll go to a devil's hell, and it will be no hope for you. There's no reason tonight, if you don't know for sure that you're saved by the grace of God, that you should leave this building. You come up to this old altar, I tell you what, by the time you stand, God's already saved you. You don't have to repeat a prayer. You don't have to do that. God knows. But I tell you what, when you close your eyes in death, it will matter what you've done with Christ. So tonight, as we get ready to leave, we need to thank God for being so good to us. Thank God for His mercy and grace. Because I, for one, need all that He can muster on me. Amen. I thank God for saving me, like the brother said. I've got family that does not have a clue who God is. They can talk about church. They can talk about religion. They'll tell you they're saved. But Bible preaching scares them to death. The thought of going to church and being around people scares them. But they can go out and eat. They can go out to party. They can go each and every place. But down at the house of God, don't tell me they're saved. They're lost. We've got plenty that we can be praying about right here. And if you hadn't got anybody to pray for me. Because I need all you can pray for.